Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, brand new mercies every day. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Even in spite of what's going on around us, we thank you that your hand is upon us. We thank you that your angels in charge over us to keep us in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for protecting our children. Thank you for protecting our friends. Thank you for protecting our neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for giving us a mind to pray, Lord. Thank you for your presence and the thunders around us and working for us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for our leaders. Our leaders, our presence in these United States, Lord. Our senators, our mayors, our elected appointed officials, Lord. I ask you to grant them wisdom, counsel, and your might right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing, but we can do all things that Christ has strengthened us, Father. Father, thank you for the great and mighty thing that you started in us and knowing that you're faithful to complete it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our powerful agreement, Father. Two or more to gather your name, you're in the midst of us, Lord. You said to us, two or more touching the green as in anything, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Father, even thank you for those that choose to participate in this radio call this morning, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, that their lives will be blessed as well, Lord. Lord, I thank you that the blessings in the city, blessings in the field, blessings coming in and blessings going out, Father. Father, I thank you for the finished works of Jesus because all our provisions have been provided for through and by the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus because we have a blood-borne light that comes to your throne of grace and get help in a time of need. Father, we need you right now. Need you right now because you said in your word you are a very present help in time of trouble. And yes, we are in troubled times, but I am glad that we can boldly come to your throne of grace and get help in a time of need. I thank you so much for a privilege of prayer, Father, that we could come to you with our petitions, Lord. As long as we ask anything that is according to your will, you will hear us, and that you hear us and help us and answer our prayer in Jesus' name. I even thank you, Lord, even for the other prayer warriors, wherever they at and wherever they're praying, Lord. Lord, I ask you for your fresh anointing to be upon them. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that enable them to be effective prayer warriors, Lord, knowing that their prayers is already answered because of the finished works of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us and your strength is made perfect in weakness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Father, so good. Thank you so much for being so good to us, Lord. Father, we've been praying for the remaining families of the lost men that have been recently murdered unjustly, Father. I ask you in the name of Jesus, I ask you bind the broken hearts, Lord, and strengthen them as well, Lord. Lord, I ask you to send laborers, Lord, with your rhema word, Lord, on in season, on-time word, Lord God, that would comfort, inspire, and impact those that happen to lose their family members due to unjust murders right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we even pray for the law enforcement, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to keep your hands upon the Lord. I pray for the spirit of boldness. Boldness on the righteous men and women of God that serves in the police force, Lord, that were able to give an on-time word is such an hour right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I pray right now for the mayor in each city, Lord. Grant them wisdom, Lord. Your counsel right now in the name of Jesus. Show them what to do in such tragic situations like this right now in the name of Jesus. Grant them the mind of Christ, Lord, because you said, let this mind be in you as it is Christ Jesus, Lord. Father, I thank you for healing for Brother Jeremy right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. You sent your word to heal all diseases, Lord. And I thank you for healing and wholeness for Brother Jeremy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I speak peace over his family, Lord, knowing that you already done healed Jeremy right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I ask you to grant the families of the deceased your peace, comfort, and strength right now in the name of Jesus. I loose the balm of Gilead right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare wholeness for each family member and friends of the deceased right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, even pray right now concerning the law enforcement. I ask you, Lord, to remove the wicked, Lord, and replace them with the righteousness of God right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I loose your hand on the evil officers, Lord. Touch their hearts that they will repent right now in the name of Jesus. Father, loose the laborers' love right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Grant them a word in season to minister to those that are need right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, right now, I bind the spirits of fear of division, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. I lose peace and unity right now and strength right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your spirit that gives us, grant us power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you that your love will always prevail in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, even started now, even from yesterday, Lord, and that's going on today, Lord, because we come unified as one. You said it's good and pleasant that brethren dwell in unity, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for unity right now in the name of Jesus. You said your word, one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. We thank you for a powerful agreement right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I speak peace, comfort, and prosperity in these United States right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you that your presence in us, on us, around us, we know it's going to work for us right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to empower the body of Christ with your anointing that removes burden and destroys every yoke right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we have a ministry of reconciliation, Father. I thank you that your grace is upon us, Lord, to serve this wicked and dying world right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I loose the spirit of boldness upon the body of Christ right now in the name of Jesus, that enable us to minister the word of grace to the hearers right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that each one of us are skillful in the word right now in the name of Jesus, because knowing your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, that the divide the center between the heart and the marrow, discerning the intent of the heart. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we praise you for your word, which never returns void, but accomplishes it out to do it and prosper we send to right now, in the name of Jesus. I ask you for strength in the body of Christ right now, in the name of Jesus. We know it's not by your power nor by your might, it's by your spirit, says the Lord. And you said we could do all things that Christ is strengthening us, Father. So, Father, we call for strength right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I praise you for your word, because you said if your people that are called by your name, humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin and heal our land, Lord. So we come to you as one man today, Lord, humbling ourselves before you, Lord, acknowledging our sin, Lord, and we surrender them to you, and we surrender ourselves, Lord. I ask you to lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. You said in your word, you say you're the Lord thy God that teaches us how to profit and lead us in the way we should go. We ask you for your leadership of your Holy Spirit right now that will lead us and guide us in all truth right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we are willing and obedient, Lord, our journeys will be prosperous, Lord. You said in your word, above all things, you want us to prosper, be healthy, but our soul prosper. Father, even thank you for a prosperous soul right now. Because, Father, without a prosperous soul, we can't go nowhere. You said, be not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that we may know what good and perfect will of God is for our lives, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the knowledge of your will with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I ask you to continue to lighten our eyes of understanding right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you will have not be ignorant of this season. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to be like the sons of Issachar, to know what time it is and know what to do in such situations, what we even facing today right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. For that, Lord, I thank you for open hearts right now that chooses to receive this prayer. I thank you for open minds because they wanted to be changed and transformed, Lord. For, Lord, we even ask you for transformation even among us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, so we could be like you because, Lord, you said in your word you want us to be the image and likeness of Christ. As Father, as we surrender to you, we will be like Christ in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, even pray for the Dallas police force right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you to cover them through the blood of Jesus, along with every other city and state right now in the name of Jesus. Cover the law enforcement right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the judicial system right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you even to remove the wicked and twisted ones in the judicial system and replace them with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I loose your hand against those wicked and twisted people in authority right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, let your glory be upon the offender right now, and they will choose to confess and give up right now in the name of Jesus, that you may receive glory right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for your mighty hand, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the ultimate judge, and we choose to surrender, allow you to be the judge of the earth right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you so much for peace and prosperity this week. You want us to, you desire us to prosper in every area of our life. I thank you for us prospering, even our prayers right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the great and mighty work that you even started, even for restoration right now, of peace right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you to grant us wisdom of what we can say to our public and elected officials right now in the name of Jesus to make a change in our cities, in our states, or even our nation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, to even pray for our pastors, I ask you to grant them greater boldness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, let your word fall in their mouth and use their tongue as a pen of a ready writer, Lord. I ask you for your grace be upon them, which is sufficient right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you Lord, for have pastors after your own heart that will feed them and not feed us knowledge and understanding. I thank you that you have blessed us with one, but the body of Christ need all pastors that are called and ordained as those appointed right now to come forth this season to give a right now word and what we need in this season according to your heart right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we surrender to you that we be men and women after your own heart, Father. We have a desire to be men and women after your own heart, Lord, that will bring comfort to those that are hurting or needing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we know without you we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things that Christ has strengthened us, Father. I ask you to strengthen the feeble knees right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to comfort the weary right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I ask you to help the blind to see, Lord. Help the lame walk, Lord. Heal the sick. We loose your anointing upon those afflicted right now and bring comfort to them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we give you glory for who you are, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will be doing in our lives right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, even thank you, Lord, for leaders that's coming together as one, that we could bring the resolution to the madness that's taking place in this earth, Lord. I thank you for wisdom that is coming forth from you right now in the name of Jesus, that will lead and guide our pastors in the way that they should go right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, you said in your word, wisdom is the principal thing. And all out together, we get understanding. So, Father, we choose to get understanding from your word. We choose to receive revelation from a rhema word. Spend time in prayer. Father, we expect to hear you at any given moment right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we are willing not just to pray, Lord, but to hear and obey what you're saying at this hour right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for your spirit of comfort, knowing that your presence is in us, on us, around us, but yet working for us. I thank you for your undying, unfailing love right now in the name of Jesus. Your love never fails, Father. Your love never ends, Father. We choose to give you glory for who you are, Father.
19.
Thank you so much for this privilege of prayer. Thank you for the time of prayer. Thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you for another blessed week, Lord, a blessed victorious week, Lord, because your truth shall come forth, it shall be received, it shall be carried out, and we shall bear much fruit because we surrender this battle to you, this is your battle, and we choose to believe and receive our prayers answered in Jesus' name, amen, and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for answering prayer to come for those families, Lord. Use this to save the families that are lost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, thank you for answering prayer, Lord. To comfort those of family in need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.